Electronic Walkabout. No one should have to walk through life alone. We share the good times, the bad times, and the best times. Everyone needs a little direction now and again, and TC and Mad Dog are here to show you the way. A podcast where we talk about the important things in life. Come journey with us. The Electronic Walkabout.
Well, good afternoon, Mad Dog. How are you today?
Good, TC. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Listeners, thanks for joining us today. Let's take a walk down a path most of us have been down before. Really, it's not about the path. It's about choosing the path and how we make that decision. We're expected to make decisions on a daily basis, both at home and at work. Seems simple, right? But for some, this never comes easy. We explore the possible reasons why and share some tips to help make those decisions easier. But first, as always, a good news story. And this is the headline. And we're going to talk more about this as we talk about this story. Dads are more available for their kids today. Now, you and I have talked about this, and we just can't imagine not being in our kids' life.
Not at all.
And of course, this university is doing the studies. And according to sociologists at BYU and Ball State, today's dads are engaging more with their children, are more involved in their lives, both physically and emotionally. Guys have a hard time showing their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is what they're suggesting, that they're learning how to share their emotions with their kids, that's a pretty good start.
Absolutely. That's not a bad thing.
Most dads see themselves as playing an equally important role in helping their children as mothers do, said Kevin Schaefer, co-author of the study, to BYU News. While previous research shows many fathers struggle with navigating masculine norms and emotional availability with their children, over the past several decades, fatherhood norms have changed and continue to change because of shifting paternal expectation and behavior.
Interesting.
You're saying I've been on that train for some time.
Yeah. But I guess everybody has their own path, but I'm all about, you know, wrestling with the boys and slamming them to the ground and then picking them up, giving them a hug and telling them I love them. It's balance.
That's a great balance, is it? So decision making.
Yes. Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Right, wrong, or indifferent. Some decisions are easy, some are hard, but even the easy ones seem to cause us some angst. And it's the easy ones that kind of, I'll say, just make me curious. I mean, we kind of joked about it. Like, I mean, if I ask you, hey, do you want to go for lunch? Of course, that decision is easy to make. Yeah, I want to go for lunch, but where do you want to go?
Yeah. Oh, man. Where do you want to go? Well, how about this? And anyways, yeah, I think part of the problem with decisions is that sometimes there's repercussion for the decision that's made, so you don't feel comfortable or not confident to make that decision.
So you won't be happy with your lunch? Is that the part that you...
Well, no, I'm always happy with lunch. It's a secret. there's always a result of an action or a decision. So I think that's probably why some people maybe hesitate or are not confident in making decisions.
Tough decisions. What are some of the tough decisions we're going to run into as we navigate this world?
I think anything involving your kids... Right. Spousal interaction decisions that you make, right, wrong, or indifferent with them. I think the weight of the decisions in question are based on what you care about the most, because everybody's got different passions or interests and whatnot, and their decisions are relative to that. So yeah, it's a tricky one. But what about decisions for you? What's the hard decisions that you've had to make?
You think about relationships and spending your life with someone. That's a pretty big decision, right? And it's not to be taken lightly, but I will tell you this, that usually when we're making that decision, we're not prepared to make that decision.
Not at that time.
It's not until we've got, I'll just say, a few years under our belt and we realize, okay, now I get how challenging this is. And if I perhaps had known now what I knew then, it would have been a different story.
Yeah. So,
but that's not the way it's built. We don't get to have all the answers when we're making decisions.
Nope.
That would be too easy.
No way, it's too easy.
So what is the biggest challenge really about making decisions?
The biggest challenge with making decisions... There's a lot of people are scared that if they don't make the right decision, they'll look bad.
Okay.
Right? That could possibly be a factor. But yeah, it's an outcome thing, because you don't really want to gamble on a decision. You try and make one as informed as you can. But if you don't have all of the pictures to the puzzle, then you might not be making the right decision. So there's a lot of factors.
There's a lot of factors. But if I tell you right now, I'm going to give you this piece of information and that piece of information, and you have to choose A or B, and you're not going to get any other information, and you have to make the choice.
And I will make the choice.
Pretty simple.
That's it.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
So the real challenge is, let's say, if fear of failure. Mm-hmm. What if I make the wrong decision? We can talk about that.
Sure.
Is it really such a bad thing to make the wrong decision?
No, and I think we talked about this in a previous episode. If life is all sunshine and rose petals and there aren't, you know, adversities to face, then when it does rear its head, you might have some challenges. So call it practice. If you do make a decision and it doesn't happen.
I love that. Right. It's practice.
Trial and error.
Trial and error, practice. Mm-hmm. Because, and you've already kind of mentioned it, but when we talk about an informed decision, what does that mean, though?
I think it's trying to, you know, rule out all of the potential areas where something might go wrong to limit risk, maybe.
Limit risk.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's because nobody wants to make the wrong decision.
Because there's a consequence to the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm. And I have made quite a few of them in my journey. I went into them with the right mindset and then, you know, positive expectations, and then things went horribly wrong, and it's on me because of the decisions I made.
Do you think at those times that when you made those decisions, you could call them informed decisions?
At the time, looking back, sure. Yeah,
trying to convince yourself.
Yes, a little bit. But, you know, I've said this before. I'd made a big decision back in my life. I wanted to, you know, open my own bar, and, you know, it went horribly and I lost everything. And I also lost my family as well. Like, one decision that I made to go down that path had a massive ripple effect that took many, many, many years to come back from. But I thought I was doing the right thing at the time, and no one could tell me different. And guess what? Made the wrong decisions.
Mm-hmm. But you literally lived to tell the tale.
Absolutely. It was an expensive learning lesson, but I learned.
You learned.
Mm-hmm.
Would you prefer that if you lived in a world where you didn't have to worry about decisions and someone just made all the decisions for you?
No, I don't. I don't do well being told what's it.
You just have it for.
I know. But no, I would rather, embrace the risk and make the decision for myself.
And when you say that, I totally agree with you. And one of the biggest reasons I agree with you is because if you're not doing that, you're not living.
Mm-hmm. You're living by somebody else's rules or their decisions.
And I don't even say you're living vicariously through them, because you're not.
No, you're doing what you're told.
You're doing what you're told. And that's okay. I mean, sometimes it's nice to, let's say, go into a work environment where I don't want to think, I just need to be told what to do for mm-hmm. at least one day.
Right. Yeah.
This is a nice little break, right? Yeah. And to be the one that has to make the decisions, because I've been on both sides of the fences. And truly, when you've got, let's say, a number of people that are looking at you to say, okay, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one, and you're looking behind you, and there's no one behind you.
You are the gatekeeper. It's heavy. It's a heavy decision.
It is. And depending on the type of decision you're making, and I'm not really going to talk about it in a financial sense, because finance does come into it at times, and it's tough. I mean, you look at purchasing a home. That's a mm-hmm. big decision in itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you know, you could look at that all over, and I choose to learn from decisions that haven't gone the way that they were supposed to. But yeah, a decision is just that. It's a point in time, and look back and let it be your identity or you. But yeah, decisions are way heavy on everybody.
Getting back to that informed decision. Now, is the informed decision meaning that I want to know everything I need to know about this situation before I make a decision? Is that the informed decision, or is that someone that's this risk adverse talking?
Yeah. An idealist, you know, with the perfect outcome. Yeah. I think there's different varying degrees, you know, risk with decisions and influencing factors. But, you know, ultimately, you have to be the one to put your foot down and make said decision. Live with the consequences.
Live with the consequences. And if, let's say it's the wrong decision, I can justify it because I said, oh, but it was an informed decision.
Mm-hmm. At that time. Yep.
Yeah.
You did with what you knew.
Yes. And 9 times out of 10, we won't have all the facts, and we got to do the best we can with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, like, let's say having a chat with one of your sons and you're talking about, and again, I never had this conversation with my father, but think about this for a sec. You're sitting down with your son and you're saying, okay, as you go through life, there's going to be some tough decisions you're going to have to make, and mm-hmm. there's some pointers. What would you say to your son?
I always, in those types of situations, try to use myself as an example, right? You could talk blue skies. So here's ideally. I prefer to give real life examples, be it whether they were successful or failures, to show that you can still work your way through things if they don't work out. But, you know, in order to take that first step, you have to take that calculated risk with what you know and make a decision. But it might not work out the way you planned.
And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be learning how to drive. How are you going to learn to drive? You're going to make some mistakes.
For sure.
You want to do it in a safe environment, though, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's like the youngest Tyler when he encountered snow for the first time. I'm not quite sure what he was thinking, but the telephone pole won.
Oh, wow.
But his decision to hammer on the gas after the snowplow went by was a poor decision.
Oh, well, as long as no one was...
Well, that's it. And lesson learned, you know, the hard way. But yeah, little things like that.
And I'll just say, in a situation like that, you got to make sure that you get behind the wheel again, or else literally...
Well, he's in Edmonton now, so he got thrown to the wolves in the winter, so to speak. But I think given our current climate, it's not as bad as historically what it used to be.
Do you know anybody that really is afraid to make decisions?
One or two, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, and it's frustrating because they look to you, right? Mm-hmm. They look to you, and it's, you have to make this decision. And don't get me wrong, because if it's the wrong decision, that's okay. We're going to learn something from it, but there's a safety net. There always is.
Yeah, if somebody else is making a decision, you're off the hook.
You're off the hook. And then you got those people, well, that's not what I would have done.
Right, yeah, well, I...
Well... If, again, getting back to that conversation you're having with here's a funny one, right? I think it's fun. Maybe not so much fun, but let's think about this for a sec. So you're making that life decision, and you know that you found the one, at least in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out years later, of course, that person wasn't the one, and you're no longer with them.
Yep.
And then you hear the words of advice. Well, I could have told you that was an act.
I have a very specific example. And I had a good friend of mine who ended up getting together with somebody that I was not a fan of at all.
And you got to be careful with that.
You do, but I wasn't. I just kind of, I'm one of those guys that shoots from the hip. And if I see something and I have an opinion, I say it. I try and, ensure that it's not meant to hurt. But I was very vocal on this person. And yeah, it bit me in the butt for a while, because then the walls went up and I said probably a little too much honest words. But then when, the time came that they split up, in the back of my mind, it was like one of those,
you're not going to do that.
No, not at all.
No.
But, at least I knew in my mind that if anybody or he asked me, well, did you like her from the start? I made that very clear right from the start. And it was more for his sake and no others. It wasn't.
And I say to myself, well, even if I was told no different than your friend, mm-hmm. here, would I have done anything different? And the answer is no.
No. No, but I had to, just for living with myself, be able to say, well, no, I expressed how I felt and, right, well, I'm different.
And let's be clear about this, and I'm only guessing when I say this. You needed to say how you felt because you cared about that.
Absolutely. 100. That's the only reason why I did it. It wasn't to be mean or just to throw a shot across the bow. I just didn't see that quality of the person, matching up with my best friend at the time. And it was just, I had to say something. Probably could have been delivered.
Next time you make a decision to do something like that, you'll be more prepared to do it.
Well, and that's it. But then, so that was also another part of my learning. Says I had a good friend in high school, and he was my, hockey partner, my buddy. We were did everything together, and then he met a girl, and I was not a fan, and I was essentially jealous because she started taking up more of his time, and I gave him an ultimatum, and I will never forget this, and it's one of those things I look back. I said, listen, you need to make a decision, either her or me. And he's like,
You gave him the ultimatum?
For sure. There was something about this person, and again, maybe I need to learn to control my words, but, I said it, and then he went his way, I went mine, and then we reconnected probably about 14, 15 years later, and I had to issue the biggest humbled apology. I said, I can't believe I said that, right? I apologized, and I said, it's obviously the delivery wasn't right, but that's how I felt, and I truly apologize, and I asked for his forgiveness, which he gave me. But I was in high school, so it was what it was. But I definitely learned from that. I learned as to when you start making statements like that and trying to make people make decisions, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. I mean, we get done high school. Sometimes you go to university, sometimes you don't. Either way, at one point you're literally being thrown to the wolves, and it's sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what the decision is. I mean, it's something. Okay, where am I going to work? Where am I going to live? And how am I going to pay the bills? I have to decide. And all of a sudden, there's this whole different world that you have to deal with. And it's not like, hey,
where am I going to go with my buddies on the weekend? It's mm-hmm. literally, what am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
And you're the driver's seat, whether you like it or not.
Well, that's it. And I think it's, you know, important to have that person in your life that you can bounce scenarios off in a safe way where, you know, with my kids, they're at the point now where I don't tell them what to do. And like they're grown young men, but they always call me to ask for advice. So I just try and guide them and try and show them, well, if you can do this, this might happen. If you do this, this might happen. Just to give them a better sense of the issue that they're encountering so that they can make even a little bit more of an informed decision. But it's truly their decision. I just kind of helped bring it up.
So as you're sitting back mm-hmm. and you're trying to frame up this, you've already, in your mind, you've already figured out what the informed decision is. You know what the consequences of this decision versus or that decision.
Correct.
And you know that one of the two things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you just let them figure out.
That's it. And I think, you know, one of my biggest ways that I learned decisions when I was young is, I don't know if you remember, do you remember the old choose your own adventure books?
Tell me more.
This was, I think, junior high, where, you know, you get the book club, you order a book, but they had this choose your own adventure book. And, you know, you would read it and you'd get to a certain point, and it was like, if you choose to do this on this journey, turn to page 64. If you choose this, that to me was like, oh my gosh, I'm determining how this story is coming up. But that was the first exposure that I had had to making decisions. It was weird. It was definitely, it stuck with me. It's still to this day.
That is kind of cool when you think about it, because literally, if you take the same kind of tack with life, you're deciding which way your life is guided.
Yeah.
And it's all yours. Now, having said that, if you go down a path, you can always back the truck up and go down that path.
You sure can. You have to be willing to back it up. Some people, you know, foray strongly forward and there is no reverse, but you know, you hit a roadblock or two and you figure out how to navigate these things.
So if you are wrong with your decision, that doesn't matter what it is. Is there a downside to that?
I think inherently, yes. But, you know, again, you can look at it as, oh my God, I made the wrong decision. My life's over. Or, okay, lesson learned. I won't be doing that again. So it gives perspective. But there's always an outcome to a decision.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think being a glass half full kind of person, that there's always something positive, mm-hmm. even when the decision isn't the best decision to make, but you can certainly learn from it and you're better equipped to deal with that decision next time or mm-hmm. a similar decision next time, because it'll be, remember that time? No, that didn't work out so well. I don't think I'm going to do this.
The practice part.
That's the practice.
Practicing.
Until you get it right.
That's what
life is all about. You keep practicing until you get it right.
As long as you're not doing somebody ill will intentionally, you're always going to encounter mistakes, but it's how it goes.
And that's how it goes. And I'm hearing that music again. And that means that this episode has come to an end. And of course, that decision is not being made for it. It's the music that's doing that right now. You know, decisions will always be a part of our lives. Don't avoid them and don't be afraid to make the wrong decision. It will just make you better with decisions in the future. When making tough decisions, consider the following. Clearly identify your goals. In other words, what's the whole purpose of making the decision? What's the outcome that I'm expecting? Use the process of elimination. And that, again, is looking at the different outcomes and figuring which one will work best for you. Simulate the outcomes and review your available options. Now, one of the things that I don't mention here, but you mentioned a few moments ago, you have someone you're going to bounce my ideas off. That's more valuable than anything that I put on this list here, right? So
somebody in your life that you trust and you know, they've proven themselves that they have your best interest in mind. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? I mentioned a safety net, but it's more than that. It's a sense of comfort that, okay, it's all right that I make this decision.
Mm-hmm. And you've had some outside in, so you don't, like, you're not solely doing it yourself. So you feel a little bit.
So you have some of the blame. So
say that, but me.
Remember to take advantage of the moment before the moment takes advantage of you. To learn more about eWalkabout, please visit us at eWalkabout.ca. Thanks, Matt Doc.
Thanks, TC. Have a great day.
You too.